This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and we welcome you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Now, given the snowfall, icy conditions, and frigid temperatures we've been experiencing, it may seem like an odd time to talk about biking. But actually, there's a strong and growing community of cyclists that take to the streets regardless of weather conditions. In addition to the environmental benefits inherent to cycling, there's a growing interest in further advancing those benefits by extending the life of bicycles and all of their various parts. Our guest this morning is an Ypsilanti native and entrepreneur. David Yap recently opened a new store in the city's downtown. It's called Recycled Cycles. And David is here today to discuss more sustainable biking, the growing all-season biking culture, and the benefits of keeping our old bikes and bike parts out of the landfills. And David, good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
Would it be fair to say, I have this vision in my head, that you're kind of a Dr. Frankenstein when it comes to bicycles, mishmashing the parts and frames and bringing back to life that which was all but left for dead?
Absolutely. The purpose is recycling bikes and using everything that is already a present, everything that's already available to us, and go ahead and putting all those parts together into a sustainable, high-quality bicycle.
Now, just as a matter of curiosity, do you find in all of your experiences with various bicycle owners that there are some purists who are brand loyal that maybe they don't want some Huffy on their Schwinn?
Absolutely. I mean, there's always going to be that that person that wants a shiny new bike and that person that enjoys their particular brand, the way it rides. All those stories come out in the cycling industry. That's something that's not new to me. And I think a lot of it is just maybe it's a bike they've had from their childhood that they're just trying to recreate, or maybe it's something that they've really found a passion for and they just really like the way that bike actually fits them and fits their riding style.
David, I think one of the most interesting components of our conversation today is the idea of recycling bicycles and bicycle parts in specific. I started thinking about it, and I'm a parent of two daughters, and I had to go through all of the stages of bicycles with my kids, from tricycles up to the 26-inch wheelers. We had a version of recycling, and it was basically find someone in the neighborhood with kids younger than your own and pass off that bicycle. I've never personally thrown a bike in the trash. Are you aware of an issue of landfilling old bikes? Is that happening?
Absolutely, it happens. Landfilling bikes, as you know, as we're in a student town, there's a lot of campuses around this particular area. You know, students come and go, and maybe they just leave their bike behind. And I think that's actually a place where we can capitalize on reusing those products that are already in the market and maybe just left behind and forgotten about. As far as landfills and stuff, yeah, absolutely. You know, I picked up bikes from salvage yards and thrift shops and all over. You name it, I found them, and we've gone ahead and recycled them and reused them, put them back to use. And
would a bike that you build for me cost more or less than a new bike? Because I assume there's a lot of labor that goes into the work you do.
Absolutely. Every bike that I build, you know, depending on the condition, will take me, you know, either 2 hours or more as I go through it, you know, piece by piece, and make sure everything's good to go before I release it. So to answer your question, the bikes are, you know, at an economical price. I want to get more people out on bikes. I think it's more important to see a larger community of people riding and having fun and enjoying the cycling industry. So the bikes are going to be priced where people can and find a quality bike and not spend too much.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and we're talking with David Yap this morning. David is the owner of Recycled Cycles in Ypsilanti. Now, there are so many working parts on a bicycle. Are you able to actually repurpose most all of them if they're not completely trashed?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I will pull apart anything. I will use anything to my best ability that can be reused. And if not, you know, our biggest thing is probably rust and neglect around here. I can pretty much, you know, bring anything around, or I can save it for parts and put it into one of our parts bins that we'll use for a later project.
Now, somebody wrecks a bike or something, and there are things that are literally broken. What do you do with the parts that you can't use? How do you environmentally, in a sound environmental way, take care of those?
Absolutely, yeah. So if it's something I can't use, you know, there's you have to take it to a salvage yard or a scrap yard and recycle it that way and have it repurposed for a later use at that time, something, you know, new and different.
Now, if I'm kind of a handy do-it-yourself kind of person, and to be very clear, I'm not at all, but we certainly have a lot of those kinds of folks around here. But if I were restoring, refurbishing, or repairing my own bike, is that what you would suggest as well? If I have those broken parts, bring them to you or bring them to a salvage yard where they'll be appropriately disposed of?
Yeah, absolutely. Stop in your local bike shop would be the first thing. Stop by and see our shop there. We do evaluate bikes and give you the best advice as far as what the plan of action should be. And a lot of times the people that bring in their bikes, they're looking actually to get back into cycling, and so they'll actually upgrade into a new bike, and that's something that I have available. And, you know, it's a good feeling for those that bring in the bikes that maybe have seen a couple years and maybe are not in the best condition, and they can go ahead and just either donate it or I'll offer up some
cash. And their old bike will become somebody else's
new
bike down the road.
That's right, yeah. It'll be recycled and reused and reridden.
We're talking with the owner of Recycled Cycles, David Yap, this morning on 89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment. Now, I assume that you're in this business because you're a dedicated cyclist yourself.
Absolutely. I remember my first bike back when I was a child, and it was something that never left me. I still hold it dear, you know, today. So, and it's everything I know, and it's everything I surround myself with every day.
We've seen such growth in the dedication to non-motorized transportation in Washtenaw County over the last several years, and yet I do know quite a few people who would contend that the Ann Arbor-Ypsilanti area is not necessarily bike-friendly. What's the scuttlebutt around your shop and in your biking community?
Yeah, I mean, not a day goes by where I don't see someone out on a bike, you know, whether it's for getting a class or getting to the job or just out there having fun. I've been in this area for my whole life, and I've seen it evolve personally. And there is a new energy as far as around cycling, a new vibe, young people getting back on bikes, old people rediscovering the bike of yesteryear. And the market as far as bikes is ever stronger than it ever has been, with the border-to-border trail. Every road that goes in is getting new bike paths and just becoming more of a commuter-friendly town. And people going in between Ypsi, Ann Arbor, and the surrounding areas.
And obviously then there is a social and an economic capital to this kind of activity.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the social benefit is, you know, you actually get to experience your neighborhood. So you get to meet your neighbors and deal with the local business owners and, you know, rediscover your hometown, reinvest in that, and discover it on bicycle is the best way to do that. You know, and yes, there's a lot of places where you can go and ride. There's a lot of parks and stuff and a lot of group rides around this area, and it's really a great place to ride.
And you may have just touched on it, but I want to expand, if we can, just a little. As a business owner, obviously, you want to make a living for yourself and remain involved in something you're truly passionate about. Yeah. But is there a broader message you would like the community to consider when they hear the name Recycled Cycle?
Absolutely. I mean, Recycled Cycles is, you know, your thrift shop for bikes. You know, we do everything, you know, for anybody. You know, there's not a dumb question. There's not a anything that we can't help you with, you know, regarding to cycling. You know, my purpose and my goal is to get people out on bikes and have them enjoy them. You know, the more people that we can see out there on the road riding is just what my purpose is. I have a gift personally. I have a lot of friends in the industry, and this is a way I can reinvest my skills into the environment as a business owner.
David, thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate the conversation.
Thank you.
That is David Yap. He is the owner of Recycled Cycles. You'll find the store at 36 North Huron Street in Ypsilanti. I'm David Fair, and you're listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature produced in partnership with the Washtenaw Environmental Health Division, and you hear it as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.